See how our Lord is teaching us to be at peace with one another. And especially on this Friday, we always, especially during Lent, though, paying attention to our sins and not making any excuses for them, placing them, the responsibility on somebody else's shoulders, but accepting responsibility ourselves. And Jesus helps us to make our consciences even sharper. Not just that you don't kill, but being angry with one another unjustly brings judgment upon ourselves. And even the way that we speak to one another can call each other names. You fool. You'll be liable to fiery Gehenna. So Jesus turns up the heat on our conscience, if you will, to make sure that there's no excusing of our sins, in order that we can see him more clearly, in order that we may be very close to him. Remember, he no longer calls us slaves. The slave doesn't know what his master is doing, but he calls us friends. So by giving us these commands and by clarifying them for us, he's opening up actually his heart closer to us, his heart which is on fire for love of us. And so as we draw close to Jesus, let's do those, let's not hesitate to do those small actions that are necessary in moments of difficulty to be faithful so that great graces can come about. We often make it very easy for ourselves to do a bunch of bad things if we've given in. Well, I might as well just give in more, or I can still be mad at this person even more. We give ourselves permission very easily when we're doing something bad, but when we try to turn and do something good, it seems like an uphill battle. But just do the little steps, little by little. Great things happen when we do those little things with great love, with great love. So as Jesus opens his heart to us today, let us repent of our sins and take those steps necessary to draw close to him. He gives us his heart in this Holy Eucharist.